The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
And you're listening to The Clare Byrne Show here on News Talk with me, Ciara Doherty, and for Clare this week. Now, Labour's spokesperson on further and higher education, Senator Laura Harman, will publish a bill this week to close loopholes in student rent legislation. She joins me on the line now. You're very welcome to the programme. For anyone who's not familiar with this issue, explain what's happening with student rents at the moment and why you believe the law as it currently stands, Senator, isn't working here.
So the legislation that I'm publishing tomorrow would ensure that all mandatory student accommodation charges are treated as part of the rent that's advertised. So this would ensure transparency about the real costs associated with rent and better protections for students themselves. Now, we saw last year there was quite a high profile, I suppose, incident where, you know, Dublin City University was increasing the rents by less than 2%, which they were allowed to do, but they were increasing the mandatory service charges by 49%. So this, you know, ultimately the students were paying much higher then in terms of rents. And this was under the old rent pressure zone legislation, which has now been replaced with rent controls. So currently, just for people listening, so accommodation providers that are providing student accommodation, they could increase rent by up to 2% annually. They can't reset them to market rates now until every 3 years. But we've seen, and the minister himself, James Lawless, described it as a loophole at the time. And he particularly, you know, singled out DCU. He actually wrote to the college president himself, and he said that while they might have been, you know, working towards the letter of the law, he didn't believe that it was in the spirit of the law. And he said they had a duty to support students, not to exploit loopholes. So currently, this is a situation where accommodation providers, like colleges or private providers, they could be increasing rent, I suppose, by stealth, by increasing mandatory service charges. So my legislation would ensure that everything a student pays that is mandatory should be included in the rental price. And again, this doesn't stop providers from, you know, recovering legitimate costs. It simply says that it should all be treated as part of the one price.
And those mandatory service charges, we're talking things like Wi-Fi, electricity, gas, heating, your waste disposal, maybe any shared spaces levy that's put on this type of accommodation.
Absolutely. So they could be labelled sometimes quite vaguely as service charges as well. You know, they mightn't be clear what the charges are. So I think they need to be set out clearly in terms of transparency. But ultimately, I think this would ensure that all providers are also treated the same, because then you wouldn't have rogue providers that are, I suppose, taking advantage of this, maybe increasing the costs. We have regular providers who are abiding by the law and the spirit of the law. So I think it ensures fairness for everyone. And really, I hope that the Minister for Further and Higher Education, James Lawless, will work with me on this, because he actually promised last year that he would bring forward his own legislation to close this loophole. He said he'd work with the Minister for Housing on it. We haven't seen any legislation from government in relation to this. So I would say, look, I've published the legislation now, work with me on it. And I think it's really practical. It protects students, but it also protects providers, because, you know, it makes sure that they're treated the same. And
okay,
we know that.
But you mentioned, Laura, I suppose, that incident last year. We saw that with DCU, that it was hiked from, I think, €87 last year up to €130 per month for these sort of additional charges. Is there evidence that this practice is systemic, that it goes beyond that one incident, that it requires this level of legislation?
Yes, and I think, you know, the students' unions across the country who will be launching this legislation with me tomorrow would say that they've seen it happening in other colleges around the country, and that it hasn't been clear what these mandatory charges necessarily are, whether they're justified. Now, DCU was the most prominent case in this regard. But of course, if it's happening in one place, there's nothing to say that others wouldn't follow suit and that it could be happening more widespread. So I think really it is a loophole. And I think, unfortunately, loopholes can be exploited. So I would say, you know, that the minister needs to take on board this legislation. It's a very practical piece of legislation. I know that the minister wants to, you know, have more protections for students. That's why he wrote to DCU last year. You know, he thought it was unfair himself. So really, I think that this is a great opportunity for the government to really show, you know, that they want to take action in relation to this. So yeah. I've worked with Aontas na mBuachaillín and Éireann and students' unions across the country on this legislation. We'll be launching it in Cork tomorrow. And really, you know, we know this is a very kind of worrying time for a lot of students as well, where they are looking for accommodation. Families are looking at the prices, they're looking at the costs, they're seeing what's involved. And there's going to be that, I suppose, annual scramble for accommodation every year. And if we can do one thing to help them, you know, it would be, you know, to try and bring down that cost or to ensure transparency in relation to it.
I just know there is the Rental Tenancies Board here, and they do have a role, don't they, already? Like, if a student believes that a provider has used these mandatory fees to circumvent the rent controls, they can complain to the RTB, and the RTB can investigate this, can uphold that complaint, and can fine the student accommodation provider.
Yes, absolutely. So the RTB do have a role to play, and my legislation.
So that safety net is there already, you could argue, Laura.
In terms of the current situation, but what's not there at the minute is the mandatory charges are not included as part of the overall rent. So they can charge that separately and list it separately. So you could list the rent, for example, and say the rent is €1,000, but the mandatory charges are another €200 separately. Whereas my legislation would ensure that you have to couple those together and they have to be within the rent control limits. So the two of them have to be combined. So at the end of the day, I think if a student or a family is paying for student accommodation, you know, they count it as whatever's coming out of the bank account mandatory every month. Okay. It's not, they don't break it down in their minds. And I think legislation shouldn't either. So this would ensure that the mandatory charges are included as part of the listed rent. So they're all put in together. So it would change the law in relation to that. And I believe it would close a loophole as well.
Senator Laura Harman, thank you so much for joining us. We'd love to hear from anybody who is seeking student accommodation. Have you seen this? Have you seen those mandatory charges or those optional additional charges? Have they increased year on year? Do you feel that they're being used to try and circumvent some of the rent controls that are there to protect students? 087 1400 106. We'd love to hear from you on that.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.